is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
How have you been doing? Welcome to Bible Story for Kids. Today, let's talk about running away from God. Running away from God. You know, you can run away from your friend. You can run away from people. But is it possible to run away from God? Let's find out today. There's somebody who tried to do just that. You know his name? This man, his name was called Jonah. Jonah was a prophet of God. Now, who is a prophet? A prophet is somebody that God will speak to. He will hear the voice of God, and God will tell him to go and do something with what he tells him. God can tell him, go and tell this person, or go and do this. So, the person is called a prophet. Now, Jonah was a prophet of God. That means God will give him word to go and tell people or to do certain things for him. So, one day, God came to Jonah, and Jonah heard the voice of God. And God said, Jonah, come and go to a city called Nineveh for me. I want you to go there and then tell them that they are not living in a right way, and that if they don't change, in 40 days, God will destroy the city. Ah, what a serious message. That's a serious message. So, when Jonah heard God tell him to go to Nineveh, to go and preach to them, he didn't want to do so. So, Jonah decided to run away from God. Can you imagine that? So Jonah said, I am not going to Nineveh. I'll go somewhere else. So he determined to go to another town. The town was called Ami. It's called Tarshish. Wow. What's the name of the town? Tarshish. Where did God send him? Nineveh. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. He determined to go to Tarshish. And to go to Tarshish, he had to go by the sea. He has to travel on water. So, you know what Jonah did? He took money and he went to go and look for a ship. You know what a ship is? A big boat that could travel on the sea. Just like a big airplane could travel in the air. So, Jonah went up the ship and he saw the captain. He said, I want to travel. The man said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Tarshish. Okay, he said, pay your money. So he paid his money. And then he went inside the boat and he went to go and sleep. Running away from God. So he told himself, if you run away from God, God will not get him. You know what happened? As they were going on the water, there was a storm. What is a storm? A storm is a powerful wind that be throwing the boat upside down on the sea. The wind was so strong. The boat was turning up and down. They were all afraid. So they were all calling upon their God. They began to call. But Jonah, where was Jonah? Jonah was sleeping. He was sleeping in the boat inside the water. Guess what happened? So, they went to go and wake him up. Jonah, call upon your God. We are in a bad storm. So, they all got up and began to call upon their God. But nothing was happening. Everything went bad. And it was getting worse. So, they now began to find out who is the cause of this storm. Why was this storm so bad like this? So, they began to pray and began to find out who will. So, finally, they picked that Jonah was the one responsible that was making this storm to be like this. And they asked him, why? Jonah said, I am running away from God. And now I can see that I can't run away from God. Because this storm was sent by God to arrest me on my way, running away from God. So all the people in the boat got afraid because now God was the one bringing the storm. So they began to try to get out of that storm, but they couldn't. Jonah told them, you know how to stop the storm? Throw me into the water and then this storm will stop. They said, hey, we can't do that. So they started struggling again, but it was getting worse. So they now took Jonah and they said, God, forgive us. So they took Jonah and threw him into the water. And when they threw him into the water, the storm stopped. Wow. Everything went calm. The people got afraid. And they were really in fear of the Almighty God. And they went on their way. Now, what happened to Jonah? You know what God did? God prepared a big fish. And this fish was right there in the water. The moment they threw Jonah into the water, the fish opened his mouth and took Jonah in. Boom. So Jonah went inside the belly of the fish. And guess what? He was there for 3 days and 3 nights. So he began to pray and he began to say, God, have mercy on me. God, I repent. God, I know I can't run away from you. God, please forgive me. Lord, I have done bad thing. So God did a big miracle. The fish went to the beach and vomited out Jonah. And Jonah came out of the belly of the fish and fell on the ground by the sea, on the sand. And he came out and he looked around and he said, this must be a miracle. God delivered me. Then, what happened next? Then the voice came to Jonah and said, Jonah, go to Nineveh and go and preach against that city, that in 40 days' time, they will perish if they don't change their ways. So what did Jonah do this time around? Jonah came to find out you can run away from God. So he picked his bag and went to Nineveh and he preached to Nineveh. And Nineveh people changed, repented, and turned to God. Wow, what a beautiful story. What is the point? We can't run away from God. When God asks us to do something, we better do it. Because if you don't do it and think that we can run away from God, And you know, Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish. That reminded me what Jesus said. He said, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, so he must also be in the ground 3 days and 3 nights to pay for our sins. Oh, beautiful. Jonah, the sleeping prophet, run away from God, found his way back to what God said he should do. Hope you've enjoyed the story today. Till we see again. Thank you.